going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To ask, like, Lawrence Taylor to wear 56, man, you don't get your little young ass out here?
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. Get your own number and make it famous, you know? Like, there's a lot of other numbers available, and now any player can wear any number now.
Yes.
It's not like you can only wear a number in the 50s if you're a linebacker you used to have to. Yeah. He could wear any – basically, is there any restriction? Like, any player could wear any number?
I think outside of linemen. Outside of offensive line.
Outside of lineman. But, like, yeah, so, but if Abdul Carter wanted to be number 62, he could.
I think so.
Or if he wanted to be number 6.
Why don't you be 11?
Yeah, just be 11. You were 11 in college. Micah Parsons was 11 in college, and he's been 11 in Dallas. Maybe you could be 11. Yeah. Or be 55, and then be great. And then they'll be like the two greatest pass rushers in Giants history, number 56 and number 55.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be kind of cool.
Anyway. Some numbers that don't need to be somebody else.
Yeah. There are certain guys who are just kind of in a different pantheon of that. And Lawrence Taylor is that.
Yes.
Speaking of numbers, 404-726-0929. That's our number to call and ask us a question for the AMA. A couple folks on hold, but plenty of phone lines available as well if you'd like to get on hold and ask us something. Text us or tweet us as well. Keaton is in Powder Springs. Hey, Keaton.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
So I had two quick questions. So first, with the Jackson Dart thing, or the Jack Start, whatever his name is, what's the likelihood that the Falcons see any type of repercussions for a college kid's?
Oh, you're talking about Jax Olbrick, right? Jeff Olbrick.
Oh, that's
son?
What I meant. That's what I meant. I don't know why I said Dart. My bad.
Right.
And then for the other question, going into last season, adding Kirk Cousins, the main idea was that we'd probably see the playoffs. That didn't happen, unfortunately. With our defensive line being addressed and having Michael Penix under the helm, what's the likelihood we see a division title this year?
Yeah, Heaton, thank you.
I think it should be good.
It should be.
It should be. It should, yeah, it should be good. I would think so.
I would think so.
Considering, definitely the division is not where it needs to be.
No.
But I still think they should.
Yeah. It's a little bit hard for me to say definitively just because we haven't seen Michael Penix play that much.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Why. If Penix plays and plays good, the Falcons should be in the playoffs.
Yes.
And all the young guys on the D-line and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it boils down to number 9 and how well he plays and how quickly he plays well. Because if he plays great, who knows? Yeah. The Falcons might be really good. You never know.
They could be. And he said, what about?
As far as the punishment or whatever, no. I don't think there will be. The Falcons aren't going to get in any
trouble.
Won't be.
They don't look too deep into some of the stuff that people are saying. The NFL is not going to find the Falcons to do anything.
No.
No. Jeff Olbrick is not going to be punished.
Jeff Olbrick didn't do anything
wrong.
Jeff
Olbrick's not going to be punished, and he shouldn't be.
Yeah, he shouldn't. He just had his iPad open at home.
Yeah.
It's not like he left it in the airport or something. You know, if he was, like, reckless with it, maybe, I don't know what would happen. Maybe you could talk about it. But, like, it was at his house, man.
Yep.
Like, his own His own damn son did it. Now, as far as punishment goes in the Ulbricht house,
oh yeah,
I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I would assume there will be some punishment.
I mean,
now, I don't know what you do to a 21-year-old kid, but something.
He can knuckle up, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's not child abuse. That's just a fight.
This is a fight between two grown men. I will beat you. Woo, boy.
Yeah, man. I don't. God.
Yep.
Just really, really bad. We haven't talked that much about it today just because we didn't want to give a lot of time to something so stupid.
Because that's what it is. It's dumb.
With so many other more important things to get into, I feel like, on a Monday. But, God, what a shame. Like, what an absolute shame. What a terrible thing to do. All right, Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Well, if y'all was looking to move on from it, you picked the wrong caller, because I got something to add on to it, bro.
All right, Devin.
So, listen, when it happened and I found out about it, it just made me think the type of ass whooping I would have got as a kid if I would have did something like that. Now, y'all talking about gorillas. I ain't never been slapped by a gorilla. But my granddaddy got the hands of just them big country folks from the side where the fingernails grow over the edge of their fingernails.
Right.
And I gotta say, they've got to be the closest getting slapped by a gorilla as you can. So it just made me wonder, like, what? And I know we don't get the type of whoopings we got back in the day. Now, you know, totally against that. I get all that. But what's the, that you can explain over the airway, what's the worst ass whooping you got when you was a kid?
Man, I can't even remember it was so bad, but I mean, we had the kind of like we all get, because we were always together, so we all get whoopings together because if one person did,
it's like a family affair.
Oh yeah, me and my cousins, we would all get our ass tore up together because we would never tell.
Oh
yeah, and so grandma, wow.
All right, everybody gets it.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah, everybody got that. Everybody's get that work a lot of times. Yeah, but no, I ain't see. Like Angel caught me. God. She got me one time real good. It was an unexpected surprise attack. Like, I thought, you know, the worst one is when you think you're in the clear. you think you're the damn clear. You get your ass in the bed, and then you sleep. And all of a sudden, it's like a damn nightmare.
Oh, jeez.
She done came through that thing. That door, boom! Door done swung open, and it's on.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, buddy. And it's on.
Yeah, I only really remember one thing. Like, I said something my dad I shouldn't have said. I wasn't very old. I don't know. It was probably 5 or 6. Said it once. Pow. Never again.
Never again.
I was a quick learner when it came to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My mom was more of a wooden spoon kind of, but not with me because I was pretty well behaved.
Uh-huh.
My brother's got a couple wooden spoons broken on him.
You got me tan up my damn spoons and stuff.
I do threaten the kids with that. I'm like, Grammy's going to come over and beat you guys with the wooden. She's more of like a kitchen utensil violence.
Why you do that?
Because to scare them, because I'm not going to do anything, and they know it. I'm going to give you a long lecture
right.
that you're not going to understand
because
you're one.
You got to tell Grammy that.
Yeah, I'm going to call in the hitman. We got a lot of wooden spoons. I got metal spoons.
Ooh.
We're not doing that. All right. Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
What's going on, y'all? I saw a video on Instagram of this little kid saying he wanted to run away from home. And his mom put him on the porch and cut the light out. And it brought me back to when I told my mother I want to run away from home. She said, okay, cool. But you got to take off all the clothes I bought you.
Been there.
Cheek out. I'm on the front porch. Cheek out. Screaming to get back in. Your mom ever got y'all packed like that, boy, in your mouth?
She didn't do that, but like my mom, I said I wanted to run away one time. She was like, I'll help you pack.
No.
And I packed the thing and she was like, see ya. And I got to the top of the driveway and I chickened out.
Oh no. I never forget this. I snuck out. I was on punishment, right? And so I snuck out while mama was asleep. And mama woke up and locked the window. I'll never forget this, dog. When my mom got up, she locked the window, and I swear to you, I slept outside because it was like in military housing, so it was like in the building, and I slept out in front of the door.
In the hallway?
Yep, my mom let me go, and then I remember I would be knocking on the door. Dog, she let me stay. I stayed outside for like, it felt like 2 damn days, Andy. Like, mama, please. I think I was like 12, I think I was. Mama left my ass right outside, locked the door, and then didn't even come outside for 2 days. How you don't leave soon? My ass sat right in front of that door for 2 days.
How old?
I think I might have just turned 12.
All right.
Might have just turned 12.
That's a lesson,
yeah,
teacher.
Yeah, man.
Again, we talked a little bit about it today, but you had an awesome party at your house on Saturday, and everybody was over. I hadn't seen your mom in a while. We had just an awesome time. The list of hilarious stuff that she said on Saturday that was like that I can't say on the radio. Yes. But one of the one that I can is because I was talking to her and I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to see you before Mother's Day when we were leaving. I was like, happy, you know, happy early Mother's Day and all that. And she was like, oh yeah, one more thing. Me and your mom have to record a new intro because I don't like that one anymore.
Yes. Mom said
she said we need a new one. You guys have evolved. We've evolved.
I was like, okay, mom.
So whatever you want to do.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
No problem.
She's demanding a new intro record.
I said,
she's mad that they cut it down.
Yes, that's the most thing.
She's like, who chose to cut it down? I was like, I don't know.
You should have said Bo.
It wasn't me.
Bo did it. Bo.
She's like, I don't get that much airtime.
I did it.
Bo did it. Ordered to.
Yeah, she was furious.
Yeah.
She was furious.
Bo did it.
Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
If Hank Aaron and Jackie Robinson didn't go in the stand, then no player should ever go in the stand. Hit anybody. The worst whooping I ever got was my dad retired from MARTA bus driving, and I was on the school bus back then. The city of Atlanta schools had MARTA as the school bus, not the big yellow one. And I was just cussing up a storm, cussing everybody out. And he didn't even say nothing. He just came in the room, and now he just held me by my legs upside down. And just kept whooping. And I probably didn't stop cussing, but I did it real carefully. My question is, when do, and this is to you guys, and I'm giving you this question because you guys are really transparent, and you called yourselves out for some of the stuff you shouldn't have said or could have said or should have said different. Mm-hmm. When do people on the mic and the team writers and the beat writers own up to some of the stupid stuff they try to imply and say? It get ridiculous sometimes. I don't even want to name names to make this call a bad call, but it just gets ridiculous sometimes. And one more thing, the Hawks have had talent for the last 20 years. What they hadn't had is a coach that got the run sensitivity. We substitute at the wrong time. It's been like that forever.
All right, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck.
Chuck always coming up here talking at who holds these reporters responsible.
Yeah, Chuck likes to hold
Chuck
the media.
Chuck likes to hold people responsible.
And I'll say the same thing to Chuck I've said when he's asked that before. It's you. It's Chuck and it's other people out there. It's like if somebody is whatever, like wrong, like people are going to be wrong in sports. But if people are doing a bad job for a long enough period of time, stop reading.
People don't get fired for takes.
No, unless it's completely inappropriate.
Inappropriate,
but people are going to be wrong about sports opinions. You just have to come at it from a logical perspective. I think like that is really, that's the baseline. But if somebody's doing a bad enough job for a long enough period of time, and you and the other consumers feel that way, then they'll get fired.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's plain simple.
Me and Randy could be the nicest or meanest or whatever people around. But if the ratings stay good and they keep making money from 11 to 2,
which they are.
We're going to be here.
Which they are.
Yeah, ratings are great
appreciate
and the money's
y'all.
Rolling in.
Yeah, appreciate
so me and Randy aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, by the way.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't have anything to do with us being friends or friendly or anything like that. We're judged two ways.
Yep.
Right? Ears and dollars.
Yep.
That's it.
Appreciate y'all.
Johnny is in Atlanta. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, John.
Great. I just want to say something about this Deion Shedeur Sanders thing. Everybody keep blowing it off. It's just a phone call. But you guys are failing to forget. That's a direct Federal Privacy Act violation. I worked in corporate for a long time. I worked for IBM. I worked for, other companies. That's a violation of the Federal Privacy Act, what his son did going into the iPad, getting sensitive information. And everybody just blowing it off like it's a phone call. Do your research. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Okay, look, and again, I don't obviously know much about that kind of stuff, but...
And I don't care about that kind of stuff.
But if it is, then then maybe he'll get in some legal trouble. I don't know.
The NFL's not a federal agency, so the Federal Privacy Act, I don't believe, applies.
That's okay. I mean...
Well, and also, and again, I'm not blowing it off. I think what he did was really bad and just a rotten thing for a person to do to another person.
It is. It's a nut-kicking...
Yeah.
Punishment.
As far as like that kind of like exposing, he didn't put out his social security number or anything like that. But I'm not trying to like say what he did was anything
other than what it was.
Other than what it was, which was dumb. Awful
it was
and
a dumb,
ass,
dumb, awful,
and
thing.
Mean, and just like it's just everything about it. Like that's just, like the wrong way to
like
be.
That when it's something like that, you want to look like at the mom and daddy. Y'all raised this guy to be like that?
Right. And you know I, we hadn't done that yet.
And that's
but like,
what I
that's
said.
The,
that's what I'm saying. You were raised like that?
And I know that that's probably, that's what I would think as a parent if my kid did something like that. It's like, well, now everybody's going to think I did, I'm a bad parent. Yeah. Because that's the behavior of a bad kid.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That, not even a kid. Man, it's 21 years old.
He's a grown-ass man.
He's 21 years old to do something like that.
He's a grown-ass man. It did something really stupid that he should got, that his dad should dump on his head.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Based on looking at his dad, he was a linebacker in the NFL. He looked like he could do some head dumping.
Yeah, he should have dumped right on his damn head.
Yeah.
And I hope I ain't going to all that privacy and all that other stuff, too.
Yeah, I just don't know the details about that. Right. If that is true, and if it is something that can be, then I don't know, then maybe somebody will do that. But
they're not going to do that.
No, I think everybody kind of just wants to move forward and not have it be the main talking point today. It does suck coming out of a weekend that generally, in my opinion, was a positive one for the Atlanta Falcons. Address needs and kids' dreams realized and stuff like that. One of the stories is that. Like, that sucks.
It does.
You know, should be a really positive time around the organization, and that's something that's happening, which is really frustrating. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaway of the day.
Andy said this before the show started. Anytime you can get a jack is good. and Bob said a three-legged horse can survive.
I think we set the record for saying nuts today. So that's my takeaway.
If you're going to own any part of a horse, make it the backside.
Yes.
And weekly PSA for the Midday Show with Andy Randy. If you name your kid Jack, he's going to grow up with a tough face.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you name your kid Jax, he's going to grow up a soft guy that prank calls people.
That ain't, you know what? That ain't even a damn prank call.
Not,
I hate when people say that. It's not a prank call.
Like a prank call was when we used to, it's not a prank call.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us an example.
Yes, no, that's not a prank call.
I don't know.
Gigolo is a horse dancer, and Andy's sperm trophies have names.
Yes.
I refer to my kids as sperm trophies. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.